Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just really proud of the guys. We got contributions from a lot of places. And, you know, this journey that is a season always presents you with adversity. And what is adversity for some is an opportunity for others. And we talk openly about it, but it goes beyond just talking openly about it. I think you got to create an environment where guys get an opportunity to prepare for those moments. And so it's really cool to see the end result of that. Some guys been preparing behind the scenes for an extended period of time in some instances and getting an opportunity to stand and deliver for us big.
We are Pony and Muller for your commute home listening pleasure, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right, joined by former Steeler Arthur Motes, presented by Legacy Medical Centers. And we are live from Siena Mercado, Emporio, downtown on Penn Ave, not too far away from where that bus fell into that sinkhole not too long ago. So just think about that visual, which described Chris Muller as the guy that had sunk to the depths of despair not too long ago, but he has rebounded quite nicely, and he is here in his James Ferrier jersey as he is back in on the Steelers, just like I'm pretty much back in on Mike Tomlin, guys, and I wanted to make this a segment, really, that was dedicated to Mike Tomlin. One of those heartfelt dedications. Remember Casey Kasem?
You're going to do a long-distance dedication?
Long-distance dedications. Well, this one goes down to the Tidewater region of Virginia,
hey,
where the Tomlin family resides.
Because the Norfolk Tides play minor league baseball.
Because I am thankful for Mike Tomlin right now.
Wow.
And I'm
thankful.
I'm even more thankful because of what happened in Carolina today, where the Panthers and David Tepper fired Ron Rivera, who not that long ago was in a position where the football pundits, the people like you, Chris, were praising Ron Rivera for the job he was doing with his franchise quarterback out. The Panthers lost Cam Newton after two games. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They started 0-2. You know what they did after that?
5-5.
They went out and they won, I think, five games in a row. Mm-hmm. It looked like Kyle Allen was the real deal. Like they had found a diamond in the rough quarterback, and then they completely spit the bit. They got blown out at home by the Falcons. They just got embarrassed by the Redskins last Sunday. Rivera now 5-7, and he's out of work. This is a man, Arthur, who has won not one but two Coach of the Year awards, which is an award that eludes Mike Tomlin. That might be his holy grail. He's won the Super Bowl. He has not been distinguished for his coaching with an individual award. Many people think he'll get that this year. I think Tomlin just texted me. I'm going to put this in my pocket.
Andrew, welcome, Mike. I don't forgive you. Still hate you. Love,
but I
Mike.
Don't think he's going to win the Coach of the Year award, so the next best thing, I think.
Because you think it should be horrible.
No, I think it's for all of us right now to sit here and say something nice about Mike Tomlin. I think he's doing a great job. He could have led the Steelers down the Carolina Panthers path, where they lost to bad teams and completely fell apart without Ben Roethlisberger. I'm thankful that he's not Riverboat Ron, that he's Mike Tomlin, and obviously that is a good thing for the Steelers. Chris, do you have something nice to say about Tomlin?
This is like a bank robber convening a forum with two non-bank robbers
like,
and saying,
what?
I think we should all say something about why robbing banks is not good.
Say something nice about Tomlin, please.
Mike Tomlin has taken, I think, complete control of a team that could have easily, if this team was like a car starting to veer out of control, he grabbed the wheel at 10-2, steadied the car, put it right back in between the white lines on the road, and has it actually cruising along at about 75 miles an hour, comfortably over the speed limit, but well under any police radar, so he's not even going to get a ticket. Mike Tomlin took something that absolutely could have just blown up in his face and been like a 4-12 type of year. Not only have the Steelers not faded out of contention, they've actually managed to fashion themselves in a weak conference into a team that borders on looking like one of those ones nobody wants to play.
I love your car analogy, because it's like he took a beat-up old
jalopy.
Well, no, but this was an old sports car that just needed somebody to refurbish and remodel it, and now it's a classic car that everybody in the neighborhood is envious of and wants to take for a spin. So I do. How about you, Arthur? You've been kissing Tomlin's butt for months.
I just laughed.
You bought your lipstick years ago on
him.
Wow. You hear this
He actually played for the man.
Correct. Well, he has more reason to respect him and like him than I did initially.
All I'm saying is this. Some of us like to, you know, change with the flavor of the month. Just how at Siena Mercado, they got the different ball of the month.
The Dragon Ball this month, by the way.
Yeah. Now with Pony,
yeah.
A couple months ago, it was fire Tomlin. Or then it was trade Tomlin.
Yep.
Or he wasn't that good of a coach. Harbaugh's better. He's taken and done more with less and all these other, you know, narratives that he likes to create. But now he wants to come around and say, oh, we should be praising Coach Tomlin. Well, hey, you're late to the party. I've been telling you this beforehand. Even when people were talking about how he lost the locker room this offseason, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't control Antonio Brown. Look what he did when he went to Oakland. You didn't hear none of that while he was playing up here. The only time you ever heard any type of disturbance was the last game of the season where Coach Tomlin sent him home.
But well, that's not.
And even with that, that would have never came out if they make the playoffs. Let's be real about it.
But there was Facebook Live and there was missing media.
But he showed up and played and produced.
Absolutely. So don't even go there. Then on top of that, like I said, you lose your franchise quarterback,
yep.
Future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, 6 quarters into the season.
Yep.
Sean Davis was just starting safety week. Well, he was supposed to be out the week when he was hurt. Okay, he's on IR. You go down the list of the guys that have been on IR, the moves that have been made, and once again, he's shown that, hey, when you first started the season, you say, well, the defense needs to look dominant, right? Because all these first rounders they had.
I did say that.
And then what? It became dominant. Then it was another excuse and another excuse. Then, well, this offense needs to look better. What has he done now? Now you have Duck in here making plays, looking good. A guy that was on the street.
He's pulled the right levers and he's pushed the right buttons and he's got
It sounds like a clear-cut coach of the year conversation to me.
But no, but they don't give it to Steelers coaches. They don't.
It's like they don't put extra Steelers in the Hall of Fame.
Because I think there's just an expectation that the Steelers are going to always be good.
This was the year where they had every excuse not to be.
It's like the Yankees manager never wins the manager of the year.
But this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Not once had any of those teams had the same type of adversity as the Steelers have had this season. And you look at the way that they're getting the job done. It's not as if that, oh, man, we have this backup quarterback who's coming lit it up. No, it's like, hey, we've had a backup quarterback that looked average at best. And then we had to make another move to a guy who's a duck caller.
But I think the reason why Tomlin, in addition to them only giving – Chuck Knoll never won the Coach of the Year. Did you know that? Not one time?
I didn't, but that it interests me that he never won it even in the early 70s.
Not one time.
That's surprising
that's interesting,
to me.
Yes.
Bill Cowher's the only coach to win the Coach of the Year, and he got it for going 11-5 in his first year, taking over for a legend and making the playoffs, and he never won it again. Not with Cordell. Not when he turned water.
This is Tomlin's best coaching job.
Not when he went 15-1 with Ben.
This
he didn't win
is
Coach
Coach Tomlin's. This is his light right here because you're seeing him in his true element, being that motivator, being a master defensive mind. He's starting to get that respect that he truly deserves,
you're right.
And it's not just
from guys like me.
Yeah, because it was easy a year ago. You would say, "Oh man, well he's winning with Cowers players. Well he's winning because he has been at quarterback." No, he's winning because
they
he is
an
elite
enough,
level coach,
and that was the problem.
No, you said he wasn't winning enough. You obviously here in Pittsburgh, we decide if a team is winning or not by if they got a Super Bowl or not. That's it. But when you looked at his overall record in terms of wins and losses, it's not even close. What are we talking about here?
I agree with that. And I kind of was seduced by how ugly last year got at the very end. And
the bad losses.
And said that this was the first time I had sort of jumped off the bandwagon, although I wasn't ready to fire him or anything. I was ready for the
seat. Or trade him.
I was ready for the seat to be
warm. No, he was going to trade him. He was right there with me.
I was ready for the seat. Well, I was ready for the seat to be warm for him.
And you wanted the first round pick. Don't change. Don't sing a different tune now. We were so excited when we saw that Redskins
two
play.
Firsts.
Two firsts. Firsts, yeah, don't shortchange him.
Was different. I think his greatest achievement this year is that he's a couple more wins away. Like, if they get two more here and are 9-5, and the offense improves even a little bit, I think he's that far away from people almost having had their expectation come all the way back around to being disappointed if they don't make a little bit of a push deep into the playoffs.
Really?
Which, yeah.
I think it's a house money year for the Steelers.
Can you not see them winning three in a row?
You say that now, but that wasn't what you were saying earlier.
They handle Arizona. Buffalo comes in here for a Sunday nighter, and like you get one of those vintage Steelers games where they win like 24-0, and they just humiliate Buffalo, right?
Yep.
They beat the Jets. They're 10-5. They've clinched.
But I don't think he's going to win.
You don't think people are actually going to expect a deep run at that point?
No, I don't. Because of the limitations of quarterback.
I think they're going to expect him to win one game in the playoffs.
Depends who it's against. If they're playing Patrick Mahomes, I don't think people will expect that.
If it's
Baltimore, Harbaugh will win it because that team is the story of the NFL this year. It's the quarterback.
See, I think
it's
Lamar,
the way they've not only won, they've done it in a way where they're embarrassing teams now. They're blowing out good teams.
I think Lamar will win MVP because of that storyline, but the same way we think about Belichick and the Patriots, and they were blowing out teams like that. He didn't get it.
So, he did when they went 16-0.
True, 16-0, but I don't think this Baltimore team is going to – obviously, they can't go 16-0. They already have two losses.
They can go 14-2.
True. Yeah. But with that being the case, I see Lamar getting MVP, but I ultimately see Coach Tomlin winning that Coach of the Year.
If the Ravens are 14-2 and the Steelers are 9-7, I think they'll give it to Baltimore hands down.
If they're 10-6.
If the Steelers somehow
– you got to get the double-digit wins.
True, you have to get the double-digit. That's the difference.
If Steelers were to somehow beat Baltimore and get to double-digit wins, I think Tomlin would win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.